You don't. You see, I've seen the president saying that any person, once they are charged, I will sack them. Mm. Mr. President, you don't have to wait for that.
Mm.
You just need to have everyone who are close to you, you should be receiving briefs about the engagement. So that, and once you do that, utafanya, mpaka mtu anakufanyia kazi, anajua, kuna shughuli siwezi piga. Because hii report ikifika pale,
ndachu. I'm fired, yes.
But we create a system where, hata ukipata briefs, watu wanaiba wakijua, tunajua, unajua tunaiba, lakini uwezi tuguza, sababu ukituguza,
yeah.
Unanielewa? Utakuwa pia unajiguza.
Kabla tuanze show, wacha ni kuremind, ingia linebet.com, utumie promo code ekonene, upate 100% bonus. Na hii bonus inakuja ikiwa tax-free, winnings zako pia zinakuja zikiwa tax-free. Hiyo ni linebet.com, promo code ekonene. Na usisahau, ikikam to stories za betting, pia kuna kuwaga na stories za luck, na once in a while luck yako inzabaki ime run out, so usisahau, when the fun stops, stop. Lakini ile time una win, unaingia kwa linebet.com, unatumia promo code ekonene.
Zunguka, nina nini. You see, liona juzi, and talking about those police reforms, the president akiulizo yo swali ya abductions, akiulizo yo swali ya police brutality na watu wameuliwa, he always come out with one statement that he sworn in his administration there will be no extrajudicial killings.
Sayo ziko, they are there.
Unanielewa? Extrajudicial killings, no rivayala na nini. Na mimi namwambia, if you saw that extrajudicial killings first come, the first process of extrajudicial killings is abduction.
Yeah.
Unaona? The only reason hamujaweza kufanya hizo vitu ni because mtu akichukuliwa inajulikana amechukuliwa. So mkimuua itajulikana ni nyinyi. But if you didn't have social media or awareness, I'm very sure a lot of people would have been killed.
Wasa ingi wale walichukuliwa bila social media kupiga makelele kina Denzel Omondi. They were killed.
Yeah. So sunaona. So don't come out strongly saying that you swore in your government there is no extrajudicial killings. The first thing is to stop abductions so that even arrests are made as per the constitution of, hey, you can even be served a warrant of arrest. Ndiyo utoke na lawyer wako. Someone me, unataka kutokea police station gani uende, uambiwe you are being accused of doing something illegal. Now, unaukue charge in a court of law. What they have seen is that you can abduct, kwani unaweza abduct watu wangapi?
Yeah, yeah.
Na hizo abductions ingeendelea, watu pia wangeamua venye utadeal na hiyo story. We are not in a state where you cannot threaten people with abductions. You cannot kill as many people.
Yeah,
or abduct or put fear. Unajua mambo ya hao wenyewe wa kikampain walikuwa wanasema hawatauziwa uoga. Si ndio? Ndio walikuwa wanasema account zao zimefungwa, nini imefanyika, nini. Sasa hao wamechukua power, wanataka kuuzia watu uoga.
Yeah.
Uwezi uzia mtu uoga. Wakenya si wajinga like people say, and people are determined to be ruled in the right way.
Yeah.
So hiyo kitu ya police reforms. He need to put it to later for the first one of the ile kitu inaweza redeem huyu jamaa sana. Kwa hiyo legacy yake and his re-election plans if he has any is one of the thing is police reforms so that the police utumishi kwa wote isikuwe ni utumishi kwa kidogo watu kidogo.
Paka ikuwe, makarao inafaa kufika level wanajua elections iki happen, they have no side.
Yeah.
They are not on the side of the government.
Good, yeah.
Nyimki kuja kuprotest, as long as I'm jalut, yes. As long as I'm janini.
Yes, yes.
You can do whatever you want to
so
do.
That the exercise of the power of the police, so that kama msea melut, ama kama msea nafanya kitu, ata kitu ki mfanyiki watu rasema, uyo msea by the
way,
kwa nafanya hivu. Yeah. And then also the state needs to stop using extrajudicial measures to deal with protesters. One of it is, you have seen we have peaceful protesters. Tell us, if you are running and you are full in power, if you have the intelligence, you should be able to tell us who brought the goons.
Yeah.
The media is saying, reports are saying, six politicians, I don't know one from, from Nairobi, have we seen anyone? Mm. Why? Because they were exercising power in the pursuit of impressing the king. Mm. The king might not even be knowing.
Yeah.
But kuna watu watasema, wacha tulete watu nini wavuruge, ndio tufurahishe mdosi, ndio sisi ile time tutataka favor kutoka kwa mdosi,
tupatusaidia.
So when you are ruling a country, you should be able to be in control. Like, if so and so tries something, PIA feel the brunt of that.
So vile umesema, like, this is his opportunity, police reforms. Na hii police reforms pia inaweza come na a certain level of mimi ninge sacrifice Koome, he'd go. Alafu ingefika level ya personal responsibility. Inafika level where if someone is ameumizwa na makarao to a certain degree, since ikitu natoka kwa police budget, the police themselves can say, hii instruction itoka kwa Koome.
Yes.
So if this person is being paid damages of 5 million, wajai itoke kwa account ya Koome.
Yes.
Matikio level. Because please, izi majui na kuwaga makarao, tuseme kungekwa na Nairobi Police Department. Nairobi Police Department ikikufanya madhara.
NPD.
Budget yao, budget ya kukulipa inatoka kwa budget yao.
Yes, yes.
So that's why they normally try to avoid kufanya hizo nini. Because sometimes the money, that's money hurts. Najua, inafanya watu wana behave. So police reforms ni important. Alafu, vile nimesema, akijiangalia kwa mira, najiambia he's a one-term president, eh? It's going to help him and it might give him a second term.
Yeah.
Because another thing he do is wasa wanateta sana juya how much we spend on salaries.
Yeah.
This is the time to say. Yeah. In the next parliament. Hata inza kwa hii. Sama sawa nyimu liingia na hii do. But in the next parliament, wacha tupitisha bill that salary ya nini haita ipita this.
That's the demonetization.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, haita ipita hii level.
Yeah, yeah.
Alafu wasa kikutuma after one term. Hata unja raiza niza kurudisha. Because watu wamejam na wewe. But me, I've been impressed by the fact that he's listened.
Mm.
So if he was to handle the killings by making the police responsible, say, kama karawali shoot nini, anafakwa in handcuffs. Na kawi anayikwa in handcuffs and they make sure her cover sura ake.
Yeah.
Tunamuona vizuri so that we see from, you know, you fall from grace.
Yes,
the same thing na Rashid. Ulicheki umse, Rashid alichapaga ule mtoe, papap. Ulicheki ule amekwa, have you seen him in court? The way he looks scared. We need that with this.
Yeah.
Hiyo itakuwa funzo kwa makara wengine wakienda kwa protest wanatulia. Alafu before that, you know, umebadilisha inchi. And before that, you know, you might get some people who come back to your side.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because watu watakuwa pia like, hey, president, halikuja vibaya for the first 2 years, but he's been listening to us for the last three.
Yes, yes.
He's been doing everything that we want.
He's at the point of redemption.
Yeah, he can still redeem himself.
Na hiyo point ya redemption, unajua, I really support you with your sentiments because hiyo point ya redemption ni pia kukaa na maboi wako ama na jeshi yako. Uambie majama. Kuna story za tukiongi hapa kama maboys na kuna story ukipata mic ufai kusema.
Yeah.
Because it happens. Unaona kama sahi mwafu hapa tukikama maboys hapa tuko house party na nini.
Yeah.
Kuna mavitu tunaweza sema nini za banta na nini na nini. But when you go in your position as a leader, there are certain things that you're not supposed to say. Yes. I think hiyo kitu lazima aite mbogi yake awambie majamaa ni sawa, by the way, my story zenyu hapa tukiwa hapa nini mnanibambanga mbaya.
Yeah,
ni story polite, ni story noma, lakini ukiongea na una represent serikali yangu ama chama yangu, kuna vitu ufai kusema.
Yeah.
You understand? And that's why I was saying, there needs to be a common communication module. There should be a communication guide. If I would run a government, there would be a communication guide. People can, there's democracy, people can express themselves, but unless you are saying as an individual how you're expressing yourself, if you express something about the party does not belong to you as an individual. If you're expressing yourself as a government, the government is for the people by the people. You cannot say certain things just because you're in power.
Yeah.
If he's able to rein into that, it has idea sana pia sana. Sana.
Yeah, but the same way 2 years is a very long time. 3 years is a long time. 3 years is enough for you to bring a few people back to your side. And by a few people, you'll get a lot of people. Because I feel like saizi, the same thing ule anaenda tu ku repeat if the cops that got rid of 40 people killed 40 people are brought to book this guy will redeem himself kusana
yes.
kama seme si mimi
yes
niliwapatia an independent police force
yes
they did this independently
but that's still, a legacy program also
yes
that's a legacy program
yeah, yeah. walifanya independently but still since walifanya independently lazima they be held responsible and everyone who's responsible has to go mikile nafanya ni yes tunaenda ku appoint a new IG and this new IG everything anafanya ni juu yake afanye juu executive yes. so if he messes up nyinyi kama the citizens if you want him yes. prosecuted he'll be prosecuted I yes. as the executive will stay away nyinyi mkitaka ku protest picket as long as you don't burn stuff you don't anything mko sawa and with that cause hata ikuchoma vitu ilikuwa ile after violence ya kudedisha kina David Chege that's what pushed people to yo manga hata isosol kwa peaceful sana
unajua unajua tukikuwa na I really watch a lot of international news and I see police chiefs and inspectors in their respective regions like you're saying kama hiyo ngori iko area fulani umse atatokea aseme we have information and we have given there'll be picketing there'll be protest on a certain region we'll be providing security
yeah
and security polisi wa Kenya wengine wajaijua security ni ku provide for the protesters and also infiltrating them so that goons cannot join
yes
the peaceful protest to turn them to be violent unanielewa so planning for a protest as a police chief should not be ati tutatokea tu to stop us wasiende hapa planning ni awaso amesema hivi group itakuja kwa hiyo group you should be able to be having your men and women inside the protest so that you are able to see who is doing something illegal so utakuja uone kuna ka group kameingia hapa aka ka group kana plan kuloot ile shop aka ka group it's for you to provide that intelligence
yes yes
and you can even be able to advise the protesters hey your group has been infiltrated sasa it's time for retreat or something but sasa mukikuja na force ya you want to serve your masters to stop the protest you cannot yeah. na mimi ni Kenya nataka kuambia those in government and those in security you cannot prevent people from exercising power
because awezi redisha kila mtu
yes
yes
you only have kama zai kuna mtu alikuwa anasema some of the police wenye walikuwa huko town the reason why angefanya zile vitu walikuwa anaambiwa afanye ni ati utapiga risasi umpiga risasi mtoto wa sister yako umepiga kuzi yako risasi hapo because you don't know the people were united because of a certain cause
yeah
and like you are saying the president has an opportunity biggest opportunity new reforms of police force even in terms of how they are remunerated na hizo vitu zote and also in terms of giving them in the independence in a way that the IG can receive certain orders na arudisha hizo orders aseme
yeah, yeah.
guys we cannot do that
Yeah, naseme here tuwezi.
Yes, and another institution that need to redeem itself is parliament.
Eh,
through its leadership.
I think mse kama Ishongwa ni the honorable thing would be to step down. There are other people in UDA who can take that position.
Yeah.
Cuz you as the majority whip
yeah.
umekuwa mse moja ule amekuwa kifeel like he's the president. Umekuwa very arrogant, umekuwa very dismissive. Mimi nilikana yeye vile tulikuwa tumeishia ATL. Nilikana yeye nikamuuliza history ya tax ya bread. Unajali nitolea gani? Aniambia, which people buy bread? Nikamwambia, kila mtu kwa zizi. It's rich people. Poor people eat ngwashe and nduma. Nduma ni expensive.
But ngwashe is expensive than.
Yeah. Nilishinda so sana bonga juu ya nini? Nilikana yeye nakwambia like alikuwa so arrogant. Aundo ya sana kuambia proximity to power.
Yeah, yeah.
Unaanza kufikiria, you're not
yes.
the president.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
The president might have told you, you are next in line,
but
the people have to choose you.
Yeah.
Sa hizi even the people of Kikuyu, hakuna guarantee they'll choose you.
Urode yo kitu umesema, redemption of parliament. Parliament is an institution.
Yes.
They have seen that the people will not wait for you. They can come for you. They can stop you from speaking in the village. You have to work for them. So parliament, even from its leadership, from the speaker and the senate, they needs to redeem themselves to be a representative of the people, not an annex of the executive.
Yeah, yeah.
Civil society, they now, unajua civil society Kenya, kidogo ilikuwa inaenda kukufa pia. Na imeuliwa sana pia na executive infiltration. So watu wanapatiwa deal nini wanaacha. I pray and I wish that we can have a more revived civil society. People who can speak to power. People who can tell us. Unajua hizo vitu mingi sana na nini. People who can come up with. Yeah, people who can come up with motions on how the government can be done well. Tukifanya hizo vitu zote, what will happen is, na mimi naona kitu ilikuwa ina happen before, tumekuwa na a very poor quality of citizens.
Yeah.
As the people.
Especially because of the middle class.
Yes, yes. Poor quality citizens. So poor quality citizens were people who never cared about what the guys in power are doing. Nini, nini. They would vote the way they want. They would vote along tribal lines, class lines, whatever, whatever. They would leave the poor to be aundi wanaenda rallies, na aundi wanaumia na nini na nini. This new dispensation is also a good angle, because as much as we are calling for quality leaders will only come from quality citizens.
Yes.
Because quality citizens will know who a quality leader can be. Unanielewa? So that is one thing that I'm so happy that we are going there. Sasa tumeanza kusema, who am I, a quality citizen? Am I not a quality citizen? People are asking themselves those questions. The next thing is our parents. The biggest challenge to our parents now is they now have to become nationalist and patriotic.
Yes.
Before, they have voted based on
tribal
and religious lines. Most of the people who are hoodwinked using the church mechanism were our parents. So, hata wazazi wetu sahi, wameona, they can do mistakes, they can do nini na nini, and people can come out and correct those mistakes.
Yeah.
The next thing is Gen Z. And those iyo generation nyingine after Gen Z
into Gen Alpha.
Iyo. The sensitization to me is that always know that your vote counts. The next thing is Gen Z. Na iyo generation iko nyuma ya Gen Z.
Gen Alpha.
Iyo. Wajue that any time that you don't participate in a political process, whether through voting, through a protest, or through any agitation, so that those in power can be put to check. Just know you are like a coalition of those who wants to kunyanyasa watu. Because one of the reason why these Gen Zs have come out so strongly is because the effects of the economy has also affected them.
Yeah.
Their allowances, kama mzee kuna venye mzazi alikuwa nakusort kakitu na nini, hana hiyo kakitu. Kama kuna mahali ulikuwa unaenda nini na nini, hakuna hiyo kakitu. We also understand that most of them never voted. Unanielewa? Na hiyo kuvote ilikuwa duni ile attitude ya hata nikivote. Kuna ile kitu ya mtani ilikuwa hata ukivote washapanga venye itakuwa. So haina haja hata utoke. Hiyo ni ufala na nini na nini. Hiyo mentality sasa isha. Tujue, going to the ballot, ensuring you have a quality MCA, quality MP, quality woman rep, quality senator, quality governor, quality president. So that the quality president, you are our dear quality minister, is one of the key things that at every time, lazima tukuange alert kile tunafanya. Ndiyo, tuzikuange kwa elections, tunareact towards something.
Yeah.
At every election, it should be conscious to us that, hey, by there tuna lead good leaders.
Yeah.
So whatever is happening, we need quality leaders. Yes.
Alafu pia kitu moja, as Gen Z take credit for this, wasisahau kupatia na credit also where it's due. Na credit iko due to everyone from Gen X, Gen Y. Because freedom of expression has helped a lot in this country.
Yes.
Kitu ilitupeleka kwa streets ni freedom of expression. That came at the price of blood. Waswali yangushwa na Moi. Like majuzi tulikuwa na gado hapa na to ask gado, like how long did it take them to start drawing?
Yes.
Like Moi
independently. Yeah,
unachiki kuz Moi alikuwa. So hizi vitu zote we are protecting all these things because don't forget my neighbors wetu on the other side ulicheki there is a Tanzanian who's been jailed for 2 years ama fine ya 2000 for kuban picha ya Suluhu.
Yeah. Na kuna mwingine wa Museveni amefungwa jini ya kazi
6 years.
Yeah.
Juu alimtukana.
Yeah.
Si tuko hapa tuko fuck Museveni na tuko sawa. Cuz like and the only reason that's happening is cuz no generation in Uganda has said enough is enough.
Yes, yes.
This person is not at whatever at Museveni is different from Moi. He's not. It's just that wa Kenya waliamwaga enough is enough. And at some point Ugandans have to say enough is enough.
Yes, yes.
Na haka buda katasikiza.
Yes.
Kuza kaizi dedisha kila mtu. But sasa that's why I'm saying we have to give credit to hizo generations za Kenya. Zile zimefanya, mina wetu nizaka hapa na tu discuss his story. Because this same story, tukichange tu hizi majina, tuchange Ruto to Kagame, to change na ito nini Ruto to Museveni buda tushachukuliwa tuko ndani wache so lazima tu
ada dunge go hapa tunapiga hii story yeah
but sasa with that ni ile vilosa magara like ati we have to be vigilant that these freedoms have to be protected and the only way they are protected is through your vigilance na hiyo vigilance sasa ni sisi wenyewe
kweli
kuambia maneno kuska watu wetu watu wawili sinema Gen Alpha oja mimi mtu yangu alikuwa anauliza so you guys are going for maandamano. Alikuwa na alafu analuza kwa nini tunaandamana na mwambia because we want Ruto to do things better. You're like, oh, yeah, you need to improve. So hivyo lazima watu wajue like politics is very important.
Yes.
And so as we go ahead, hiyo kitu yote ya middle class staying away from politics has to stop.
Yeah.
History tunaambia watu wetu politics is not important has to stop.
Yes, yes.
Every time unatoka hapa Kenya unaenda holiday Dubai. Dubai is the way it is because of politics.
Yeah.
Yes, it might not be a democracy, but the politicians there were like we are going to give our citizens
quality life,
quality of
life. So that they don't question us.
Yes. Sisi, sana kupatia the worst quality
and they don't want you to question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kwanza lazima nikuulize ulifeelaje juu nani kwenda kuona the victims? What's her name? Shalene. She went to see the victims who were gunshots.
You know, I have what can you say reserved comments about that. Because I feel of course she's in our generation and she can do things independently.
President
unanielewa? Yes, she has to do she can do things independently and go and do those things. My point is she should not do it for political expediency or for clout chasing. And for it to be believable it has she can never disassociate herself
from her father
from her father. So budake lazima kwanza akuwa amecondemned so badly those wenye wameumia huko akuwa ametake political responsibility akuwa ameput the police accountable so that even when Shalene is going there people politics about perception because there are so many people who have gone to see those victims hata yeye akienda kuwaona watu wajue ni genuine unaona isikuwe tu ni yeye yake on the side ameamua niaje wacha tu niende ni kacheki victims na nini because it's good and fashionable. You understand? Unajua kuna mavitu walikuwa nasema, leo makomenda tunasema ati Kenya should take this ati privilege, it's a privilege or opportunity. Kuna kitu alitry ku alitweet ya ama ni kusema ati ni kama hiyo president kuengage na Wakenya X, yani ni opportunity kubwa sana kwa Wakenya. Nikashangaa nikasema, you know, do you know what you are saying? Because president kuongea na watu ni yako na privilege.
Yes.
Watu wamempatia point ya kumsikiza at that point.
Yeah.
It's not that now Kenyans at have a privilege for the president to listen to them because he's a worker of the people. Unanielewa? So si ati yeye ni mdosi wetu. Sisi ni wadosi wake.
Yeah.
So Saili ametujamisha kama wadosi wake kumpatia opportunity aguje pale kwa X tumsikize na tu engage. Nani amepata privilege?
Yeah.
Ati a lifetime opportunity. Yeah, she used the lifetime opportunity. Yeye ndiye ako na opportunity. because he has a point to redeem himself and connect with the people and engage them and make them more drawn to him.
Yes.
In terms of, I want to rule better. I've made mistakes. We can correct them and we can make a better country.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you think any of the CSs can come back, and will the people allow them to come back? Like any of those CSs wale wamekuwa fired? No.
You see, first of all, kwanza mimi nimekatika sana. Most of them me zile matweets wameissue ni za kusema asanti. Asanti, asanti rais, asanti rais, asanti rais. Most of them are not being accountable of in terms of, because my exit point or my exit note would be Kenyans. The reason why this cabinet has gone is because you've spoken and I feel we didn't live to the expectations of those people. Then the last point can be and thanking the president for the appointment. But most of them
and for listening are to still the people,
you can see that addiction and drunkenness in power of always
praising
the appointing of authority.
Ndiyo,
akipanga serikali, kama kuna kitu ingine, atataka kukupatia, kama kuna abasa na nanini, akukumbuke ulikuwa umefurahia. First of all, and I needed to say that, Kenya should be wary of those who have been dismissed. Because most of them have a lot of money. We know why.
Yes.
And also, it can be a strategy for them to leave power, to go and regroup, to start planning how this government will come into power.
Yes.
And planning that, hey, sahi wamedeal na sisi. Tukirudi hiyo term ingine, tutadeal now.
Yeah.
So we should be wary because some of them, you know, they are politicians. They can regroup, they can start having strategies. Wacha kwanza tuende chini, sasa sisi tuende ground. Tuanze kupanga. And that can happen.
Yeah, it can happen, yes.
Because one of the ways to destabilize the Gen Z movement and this movement that has come is to let these guys go. Most of them are skilled politicians. They are skilled manipulators. They are skilled, wanajua, ni au maskavenja wa siyasa, when that guy was referring to.
Yeah, yeah.
So, sahi wakiletu wa lose na wakona lacked. Na sasa badu wakuena access to the state. Na state you are empowered. They can be used to destabilize the movement of the people. So we need also to be wary about those characters, even when they leave those jobs.
Alafu, pia Ruto needs to stop scoring own goals. Kuna msewa own goals ule number one waga Raila. Like majuzi Raila kutokea. Natiki, the failures of the previous government, Raila ended up being blamed. Tunajua hivyo?
Yeah.
This time, Ruto yuko kwa mafuta na jikaranga, Raila ametokea. Own goal. On goals za Ruto zinakuwaga rewarding people he should not reward. Angalia story ya Chiloba. Why are you giving Chiloba, who has a corruption case, na CAK, unampatia job ingine? Kwa sahau, umechikivilo swamp sema ni draining the swamp. So eventually utafikia Chiloba. So this would be the time ya kupigia Meg Whitman na kumwambia niaje. Ule msia kikuja visa mdinae. Ndiyo? Asichukue ni mimi, achukue. US ndio mdinae because he has corruption allegations.
Yes, yes.
And this would also be an opportunity for even the American government to deny Chiloba. Kuza wezi tuambia, as America, si walitupatia budget ya kufight corruption, if I'm not wrong. Why are they letting Chiloba ende kusave kwa country yao? Because this is what we need to do. We need to like, saizi nafakuwa, like this new government ile inakuja, number one inafaa kuwa watu hata hatujui, na kama tunakujua tunakujua kama CEO wa blah blah blah, CEO wa blah blah blah, hivyo umekuja
yes,
kama ni health unaelewa doctors wanahitaji
yes,
nini
yes,
kama ni internal security wewe mwenyewe unaelewa
yes,
the police reforms is
yes,
a must
yes.
So naambia wale wase yes, police mko independent
yes,
but under this government hamtaua wase kama
true.
So if we are to do all that, I feel like itafika level country tendelea, mu feel ni kama country kiendelea, people will give you a second
time. In sports. Bet on sports with Lime Bets.
See on corruption, iyo enye ume mention kwanza, iyo kenye ume sema, country yaendelee, watu wataendelea. On corruption, if I'm the president, I don't need you to be charged in a court of law.
Yeah.
Because of corruption. For me, kukwambi uondoke job.
Yeah.
The reason why you are the commander in chief of the armed forces is so that you receive
intelligence.
Information and intelligence about the core people who work for you. It should never ever evade you. So unaweza kuwa wewe ni minister wangu, umepewa hongo, lakini hiyo hongo intelligence umeniambia haujapewa directly. So hata koti ikienda pale na ma prosecutor na ma investigator wa investigate haitapatikana.
Yes.
But is the president na I should be able to ask you, Mwafrika, tumeingia kwa serikali juzi, nimekufanya waziri, kutoka ugue waziri umenunua hizi magari, umenunua nyumba inye nne in the suburbs.
Yes.
You are building apartments. Offshore account nasikia umeweka pesa fulani. Best yako fulani nasikia yeye ndiye anajenga shughuli fulani. Kwani Mwafrika, did you just become a better businessman when we just got into government? Because before you are not making money.
Yes.
That for me is reason enough to sack you. But that cannot happen until we clean up and demonetize our political system so that you cannot blackmail me. Because watu wengi nikimuuliza, oh wewe rais unaniambia hivyo na unajua mimi nilifanya hivi, niliwekelea hivi. So hapa si nilikuwa na recover. So we must stop giving people jobs to recover what they contributed and the support they gave to you.
Yeah, that's the price of patriotism.
You understand? And you don't. You see, I've seen the president saying that any person, once they are charged, I will sack them. Mr. President, you don't have to wait for that. You just need to have everyone who work close to you, you should be receiving briefs about their engagement. So that, and once you do that, utafanya mpaka mtu anakufanyia kazi anajua kuna shughuli siwezi piga. Because hii report ikifika pale
ndachu fired. Yes.
But we create system where hata ukipata briefs watu wanaiba wakijua tunajua unajua tunaiba, lakini uwezi tuguza sababu ukituguza unanielewa? Utakuwa pia unajiguza. I think that system needs to end for our politics to be better.
Alafu kuna imenikumbusha pia kuna hii list moja ili seti yona msia najita Soko Analyst. Unamjua? Anakuanga Twitter. So Soko Analyst aliseti list. I think it was around 66. I don't know if they are parastatals. Ama 66 organizations that Ruto needs to fire. Na ilikuwa tu ni wakale watupu. How do you think he needs to go about that? Like, kuna wale wasi alikuwa miandika jobs. Wale walikuwaga like, as long as jina hako ni, we ni msewa Rift Valley amepatia job. But right now, we are cleaning the swamp. Do you think it's time to fire those guys?
You see, for me, me nilisema, when I saw whatever has happened, I said, Ruto should thank the God he prays.
Yeah.
Because uo God, ndiyo sahi amempatia opportunity ya clean house.
Yeah.
God amempatia opportunity ya kumaliza tribalism, nepotism na corruption. Na sahi, ukagwata mori wangu, na mimi ni Ruto, na kuambia master, si unajua si mimi, ni watu.
Wamekataa.
Na vile kuko, afadhali mimi nikiwa pale, bado wewe ni mori wangu. Lakini lazima uondoke. Unanielewa? Yaani ile nakuja na kuambia yo, lazima uondoke. Juu venye kuko, usipoondokea hata mimi sitaku.
Si wote tutakuwa.
Sisi wote tutaenda jo. And I think that's what even for the cabinet he did. He knew like yo, the president must be preserved.
Yeah.
The presidency must be preserved. People has to go. The arrogance, kiburi, nini, lazima iende. We must have an administration that serves the people. So sahi is a God-given chance.
Yeah.
And I don't think that those people can blackmail him. Waja ni kuambie, afadhali ukue na watu kuliko watu kidogo.
Yeah.
Because hawa watu kidogo, unaweza wamaliza ukiwa na watu. Lakini wewe ukiwa na watu kidogo, uwezi maliza watu. Watu watakukujia.
Yeah.
And it has been evident. That's what has happened. So for me, I feel he has the best opportunity You see the way he comes and say Kenya will be a great country.
Mm.
Si alisema ni sahihi ni kata anafanya.
Yes.
Ati 2027. First of all, he should drop that talk. Ati yo, we will not do the exam in 2027.
Mm.
Okay? We are doing exams every term.
Yeah.
See, that's what happened in school.
Mm.
Ata kama class 8 ulikuwa unaenda high school, hizi class 1, class 2, mpaka class 5, lazima ungepita, ndiyo, proceed to the next class. So what we are saying, he should not look at 2027. That is when guys will realize he's a good person or he's a good leader. No, it's now. The things he's doing. Next month, watu waone. Iyo month ingine watu waone. Tukifika December, watu waanze kusema, there is change. Tukifika March, tunasema, okay, keep going. Tukifika June, hivo, hivo, hivo. It's quarterly based. It's not that tunangoja 2027. No. We understand and we respect there's a democratic way of how we do things Kenya in terms of electing leadership. But kazi ya upewi ati ndio tukai after 5 years to review KPIs. Hapana. KPIs hii ni quarterly. Watu wanakaa wanasema tuko September kunaendaje? December, okay. January, because Kenya needs kama unalipanga school fees au utalipa after 5 years. Kama unalipanga rent si ati after 5 years.
Yes.
Kama una job, hautasema ati wacha nitulie mpaka 2027, nione kama nitakuwa na job. Si ni ukweli? Kama ni mama mboga hata angalia ati saa hii, wacha nione by 2027 nitakuwa na uza mboga ngapi. Mtu wa nduthi hata angalia ati by 2027 nitakuwa na nduthi ngapi ama nitakuwa na mekido ngapi. Hapana. The same way our life is based on targets and the things that we want to achieve in life. It's the same way we should look at the presidency in terms of delivering the government. So it's not at 2027 they have to decide. That one will be an election.
Yes.
This other time is about where are we going.
Mm.
And we must have quarterly KPIs of the things that are moving na vile vitu zinaendelea. Yes.
Yeah. Because, well, and now, e cabinet ingine, how do you see it? Do you still feel he needs to reward Central and Rift Valley, ama he should just go for the true face of Kenya? Ungekuwa wewe, you have 14 true positions.
Yes.
14 positions. You know you can get the best of the best from random tribes. So are you going to do that, ama are you going to just concentrate on the few thugs? Kwa sasa shida ni, unapataga pia, like, tribe kama Kikuyu, for example, yes? The best of the best might not want to come work for you, because they already make too much money in the private sector. Unajuaga hiyo pia? That's there.
Mm.
So, what you'll end up getting is not the best Kikuyu. You'll get aga karogu kalakalataka to make quick money. Mm. So, do you concentrate on serving the tribes that put you there because they are shareholders?
Mm.
Or do you just decide, you know what?
You see,
I'm going for the true face of Kenya. Because this is a second chance.
Yes. Mm. Like I've said to you, Ruto has the best opportunity to take advantage of.
Yes.
Gen Z wamemuonyesha they are tribeless. Si ni ukweli?
Yeah.
They are classless. So they don't care who is the minister of whatever, so long as that ministry is delivering. So for me, for the first time, I would not go for political equations, because time and again, it has shown us these political equations for cabinet appointment is the biggest impediment to the growth of this country. Because that's how you end up with people who don't have an idea of how a ministry should be run, so long as tunaweka hapo, ndio wakikuyu, waluya, ama fulani, waseme, tuko kwa serikali. Let him go for the most qualified for the job. You understand?
Yes.
If he does that, he will redeem themselves. Like you say, aje kuangalia re-election, angalie delivery. Juu watu ndio wataamua. Wataamua tunataka kuendelea hivi ama tunataka kubadilisha. So for me, and that's why I said he'll have a lot of problems convincing people, because there are reports of people saying, hey, nini, of convincing highly qualified people to quit their jobs to come and work for him. So he should never look for regional balance. Ni hizi vitu zote tuliweka za ufala, ati na ukabila na nini, na representation na nini hizo maufala. The reason nasema ni maufala is because they still give us problems. Because we end up receiving the worst person. So, kama nataka kudu hiyo formula, If he wants to do that formula, let him look for the best qualified people. And those people should not be fronted by politicians.
Because
another tragedy that we would have is a politician fronting a professional akuwe front wake. So mutulie, lakini huo mtu works for someone.
Yeah. So they won't deliver still.
Yes.
Bado na wake yule msee.
Unanielewa? So for me ndio nasema he has an opportune time. He has to sacrifice people. He has to sacrifice himself and his interest so that he can deliver for the people.
And he's already rich. He's rich enough.
Yeah.
To nene. Afu imenikumbusha kitu moja nilicheka sana. Umse anaitwa Mohamed Weli. He said two very interesting things. So sasa alikuwa anasema like, "Eh, Mohamed Weli, unajua go buda?"
Pale ex namfuata.
Yeah. Wasema kana ati umse he can make a very good CS for finance. Then akaenjoy wa say, "You watch Navasi mtasema nimenunua na pesa hii." But then another interesting thing he said was ati please call anyone who has a CS as a friend who had promised him a tender because they need free counseling. Unajua hivyo? Kusika ulikuwa best na Murkomen. Murkomen amekwambia like, "Hey, buda jo. Hii road hii 30 kilometers ni yako buda." Alafu saizi 30 kilometers kameenda. Na ulikuwa umeplan.
Yeah.
Buda yani ulikuwa hiyo ni ya Thursday. That press conference hurt a lot of people.
Yes.
But another thing pia hii time tukibongaja regional balance, kitu menikumbusha, ama imefanya nika realize again, do you know the only people who benefit when tribes dominate a cabinet is never the population?
No, it's never.
It's always the political class.
People have realized that. And that's why for people to come to the CBD, they were not mobilized by their tribal chieftains.
Yes.
They mobilized themselves. Because walijua fulani, unajua watu si wajinga, wamekuwa kiona venye nani aliingia in power, watu wao familia iliendelea. Watu fulani walifanyika nini. O venye fulani alikuwa MP, venye fulani alikuwa MP, watu wao walifanya hivi. Venye fulani alikuwa governor, hivi ndio ilienda. Venye fulani amekuwa MCA, hivi ndio ilienda. So people now, that's why people represented themselves. That's why people exercise the power directly to themselves.
Yeah.
Umenielewa? So, and that's what I'm saying. People no longer believe in any these tribe leaders. And their time by there is numbered.
Anyone
who is not be inspiring people and delivering full leadership, by there atakuwa anajiongelesha. Watu wamechanuka.
Yeah.
Ile siasa ya kitambo ilikuwa ni, unajua mimi lazima nikuwe pale ndio niwatetee. Na mtu anaenda kujitetea. Imeisha. People don't care. You can become whatever we don't want. You know what people want? Personally, I want a country where I don't have to know anyone in power.
For things to happen.
Zile vitu mufanya kama na marketing products, nafanya content na nini, naifanya independent. And that's why some of those funny gatekeepers in theaters are worried. Because their gatekeeping was, ukifanya hivi, na wewe hutapata hii.
Yeah.
Hatutawahi kuita hapa, hatutawahi fanya hivo. They never knew that time would come to an end. So they were dangling like it's a favor for me to call you somewhere. It's a favor for me to do this. That time is over. We just want a functioning country.
Yes.
Where opportunities are not dependent on who I know. They are dependent because I'm good at what I do.
Yeah. Because nakumbuka vile nilikuwa nimeisha majuni nilipongana mademo wawili. Wajani ito Sly, mgini ito Shiko Kipusa. And I remember Shiko alisema kitu interesting sana. Kuzia meishi US since she was 8. And she was saying that whenever she comes to Kenya, she feels bad because when people are serving you, it feels like you are forcing them. Lakini akikuwa states, akitaka kitu, ye wenda, process ni very fast, alafo nambua, kuja Tuesday. Na akikuja Tuesday, she gets whatever she was. I need to bribe mtu. I need kununua chai. I need to smile na wachi kwa nini. But sisi, hapa, you need one, two. Because as we drain the system.
Country, if you have a country, where you bribe to get an ID, you bribe so that passport itoke haraka. You bribe to get a business license. Yet you are getting a business license so that you invest and probably employ people.
Yeah.
Sijui kama unaelewa hiyo kind ya ufala. Until to change you ufala. Until you have civil servants being paid by taxes by the people.
Yes.
But they still want money from you as the people so that you can get a service that you deserve from the same government.
Because another thing that needs to end yesterday, vile umesema jo civil servants, is sitting allowance. Ruto anafaa kutokea aseme, ma MP kutoka this time hawalipwi sitting allowance. Wakileta ujinga, we kubali tukuje tuoccupy pale ametapo inje. Wata ascend, wata sema
kama... Why do you need a sitting allowance to do
that? And you're already getting a salary.
Unajua, hiyo sitting allowance, unapata mita moja, wacha ni kuambia kitu moja. Kama ni sitting allowance, ifanywe kila mahali. Hata ule casual laborer, apatange sitting allowance.
Yeah, yeah. Mawochiwa, pali ya mentapo pia
patwe sitting allowance. Yes, kila mtu. We should change that system. It's only in this country. Or in Africa for that matter, that we're gonna search systems.
Yeah.
It's only where we tunaita tuna uplifting our watu tunaona ni kama ni wa
some demigods. We put
like demigods, yet they should be with us. It doesn't happen anywhere else in the world. Yes. And lazima tu change hiyo system kabisa. Yes.
Yeah, kusi hii arrogance lazima ibaki imeisha. But sasa nini, tukiangalia parliament. Saizi, if you're a parliamentarian, umeona what has happened. Will you still toe the party line, ama will you now start listening to the people more? And will you be more honest with the president? If
the first society, question, the first question that you should ask yourself as an MP is, how did I get to the house? What was the process of the house?
It's the people.
It's the people. Sindio? Because ukiangali MP wote alivai place fulani, kulikuwa na wasengine walikuwa na vai.
Yeah.
So, ulipata hiyo kitu juu ya watu. That's why ulichaguliwa, you became an MP by virtue of certain votes. Sindio? So the first thing you are is a representative of the people.
Yes.
The next thing that you should do, even at the party point, you know, democracy yetu iliharibiwa because parties became properties of certain individuals. We have a reason why the Republican Party or the Democratic Party pale America haishangi. It is never folded. Wangekuwa washari brand wakaita chama ingine.
It's bigger than an individual.
Sindio? But hapa Kenya, tuko na chama ambazo, they are private properties of certain individuals. And that's why, ukianza kuongea, things that, ukiona party ya yendi fiti uongea vibaya, you are threatened by... watakuchuja kwa party, they will institute a disciplinary process to the party. Kidogo kidogo, this is another system that is used by the state. So once you come in as an MP, they give you an opportunity to loot. And by that, you are allowed to do certain illegal things because you are close to the powers that be.
Yes.
That one, most MPs have never discovered that. It is a bait and a trap for you so that in future, if you try say anything against the party.
Yes.
Wale mapati, wale mahenchons wako pale juu, wanaweza kwambia wewe unapiga kelele na usually ukiwa 20 million
yeah.
DCI watakuja kwako. And that's why I'm saying once we demonetize our politics, MP atakuwa hata kama ni wa party fulani akiongea, hiyo party ikitaka kumdiscipline, watu wanaweza tokea waseme uwezi discipline huo mtu. Zile vitu wanaongea ni vitu zinatuhusu. Hata kwani hiyo chama simulituambia iko na hizi ideologies. So kama uko kwa bottom up party, watakuja waseme hizo vitu mheshi wetu anabonga ni za bottom up approach. So we don't see why you are disciplining him for him talking against the things you are proposing.
So
when I told you it's a very very big opportunity for those in the legislature to redeem themselves, iko hapa, chance iko hapa.
Because hii imenikumbusha majuzi ni kwa nona, watu walikuwa na vote, yes. Na kaa kuna mse moja alijipeana. Nisikia, Karoli Omondi, yes! Waje, hey, tayari, ODM, wanasema no. Raya iko inje ya parliament inasema no. Wabuda anenda kuwa recalled. But sasa nimecheck, ati asa wanataka kutumia a certain trick, eh? Kama Kiambu, I think Kiambu washaanza kucollect signatures. But apparently any signature that's collected before August, is it August 11th? 11th is illegal.
Mm.
It's null and void. So asona need kutulia. Umesikia hiyo story?
Sijasikia. I will research about that. But you see, that's why people wanted the IEBC to be reconstituted.
Because
IEBC ndio inaweza peana directives poa about how that process. And I think from now, we must agree, we must be always having a functional IEBC.
Yes.
Irrespective of anything.
Yeah,
whether the commissions are retiring, whether nini and nini, we cannot have a body that operates ati sahi iko, sahi ya iko. We must always be having a functional IEBC.
Yenye, inafaa kuwa ile. Diyo kabisa. Wa alafu pia, I think, fear for IEBC and the courts. The courts should not let kitu kama hii yanguke on a technicality. To me, if people don't think you're a good MP and they start collecting signatures 1 year after winning your office, they are within their rights.
They are within their rights
to start 1 year. Kuzoshajua, we ni bure. Isikuwe, tunatumia ka technicality kusema, ati umse, since mulianza kucollect signatures before this time, wacha nene, this time.
But what should happen is, we should have a good law. Yenye ni clear cut.
Yeah.
Because you see sometimes also, you know, our judiciary inakuanga yani ya kupatia justice kwa kila mtu. Unanielewa?
Yeah.
So once we have a clear cut law, what tunafaa kujua ni ati some of these weak laws were made by those people because they knew they would be victims of those laws. So it's time to revisit some of those laws. Unanielewa ndio tujue iko clear cut, lazima ikue unajiangaika kuwa clear cut. You see contract yote yenye unapeanga ukienda kazi inakuanga na kitu inaitwa breach of contract.
Yeah.
Inakuanga na kitu imeandikwa hii contract itakakuwa cancelled based on what? If you don't discharge your duties, if you don't do nani na nini, what are your duties? So what we need to do is create a system that our leaders have that contractual obligation with the people. So that any member of kanaenda kan anaweza any member of the public anaweza toka aseme nimeenda kotini because I want Mwafrika to be recalled.
Yes.
And because he'll be recalled because he is not doing XYZ. Then ikikua and he has the facts and the proof. So that pia tuanze, unajua sometimes kunaweza kuwa na hiyo political excitement, tunaenda ndio maana vitu zinafail. So we need to have clear cut laws for the same.
Okay. So tukimalizia, what's the next move ya president according to her? Because of course tushasema things that we want him to do, but what do you think he'll do next? The PSs, ama the advisors,
PSs,
appointing CSs first.
PSs watafutwa akiappoint the new CSs. My prediction is that when he's naming the new CSs, he also named the new PSs. Unajua so akinemiwa so itabidi tu vacate office.
Kuzimi nikumbusha sijiko leo na memes zilitokea zilikuwa hilarious. Kulikuwa na memes kibao za ase wakienjoywa. But one of the funniest ones is also like nikaka video fulani ya MTZ. MTZ anapita MTZ mwingine anamwambia habari mheshimiwa. Ushaona hiyo?
Leona kama sema moshi mgeni wewe. It's like that. And also there's one thing that mimi naweza omba pia kama wase wakubali. Quality citizen is also our ability as citizens not to expect favors from those in power. Because let it be said, sometimes ni kuona venye watu wanakuitisha. Utaenda useme waje ni wadingo ni wapeleke.
Because
there is no politician that brings you their own money. Most of the money that they bring to you ni pesa ya deal.
Hiyo
philanthropy hakuna because they have families. Their kids are schooling in the best schools. Mshahara hata yao ukipiga hesabu inaishaga kwa hiyo shughuli tu yao. Ya familia yao na nini. So even as citizens na mavijana pale mtaani, lazima MC akuja kuabongesha mwache kuexpect nyama. Lazima MP akikuja wacheni kuexpect awapatie do. Because ukiexpect awapatie do, you will not be able to ask him the right questions. You will not be able to put him accountable. Na pia yeye atakuwa anakuja kama mdosi wenyu. Hata kuwa anakuja kama kuona wadosi wake. Because huwezi kuwa ukienda kuona wadosi wako kila time wanataka ganji unawapatia alafu waheshimu utaheshimu. Utakuwa tu unajua hawa watu nitawafurahisha tu hivi na hivi. So it's also upon us to decide, hey, we don't want favors from politicians. What we want is service delivery na wafanye ile kazi, JD, ile walipewa wafanye kazi. Yes.
Yeah, because vile umesema hivyo amenikumbusha Oscar Sudi. Umechukia clip ya Oscar Sudi na go around ile alikuwa na crowd anajua. Najua njaa ndio inawasumbua. Alafu nacheki. So tuache hiyo story za handouts.
Kabisa.
Buda asante sana. Anytime. Nilikwambia wewe ni insider. Hata kwa unakataa. Wewe kuna time niko na close to power. Ruto Uhuru. Yeah, so you have inside information.
I understand. You know I studied political science.
Yeah, oh, okay.
That's what I studied in campus. I studied political science. I studied economics. I've related with politicians.
Yes.
You see? Mimi mahali niko, I've called out people in power. I speak my mind. Even when I've hanged out with those friends who are in politics, I've spoken my mind. That one, iyo sito hii wacha.
Yeah,
because the reason why I say that is because if you have a good country, whatever I do will go on well. But I will not sit just because I know so-and-so is my friend somewhere and they are doing a mistake. Sasa, and we don't speak against it. No, we must speak against it. Because we want a good country for ourselves, our children, our children's children. Na wale watu watakuja, wapate nchi mzuri.
Wow.
Na unajua watauliza, mababa zetu walifanya nini? Yeah? Na lazima tufanya.
Okay. Iyo vile umesema hivyo, minikumbusha nilifanya a few predictions.
Yeah.
Na kina Zach, nikuwa na bonga jua politicians that I expect to disappear and retire. Mchiki ule mse kama Kimunya ali disappear mpaka tuko Kimunya alienda api. Out of all my CSs, who do you think is finished politically? Mtu kama Duale, do you see Duale coming back?
That's why there is a warning I told you. Be very wary of those guys now that they have been let free.
Loose, yes.
Of the things that they can do. Because most of them have accumulated a lot of money.
Because Duale mino na kisurvive.
Unanielewa?
Duale coming back, yes.
Yeah, so you must know that most of them are politicians. They got it there through a political process. So, si ati ni maduanzi. Wanaweza kuwa ni maduanzi in terms of service delivery.
Yes.
But in terms of politics, some of them there, they are very
sharp.
Very sharp and cunning politicians. Yeah. So, hapo siwezi kuambia kitu. It's only time will tell.
Okay. Because mimi bado na, I'm sticking with my prediction. And my prediction is, we might be seeing the last of Moses Kuria. I always feel like Moses Kuria had it very simple. He inherited from Uhuru, then went unopposed, hiyo time ingine. Then when he tried to run for Kiambu, ilongele time alikuwa anafanya sasa hivi.
Nikwambie.
So, is he going to go back to Gatondo? I don't see how he redeems himself, especially after kubonga mbaya hivyo jo Uhuru.
Nine lives like a cat. That's why I've told you.
Okay,
some of the things that you think will disappear, you might be very surprised.
Okay, cuz Murkomen, I
feel on the turn around of the things I'll do.
Ah, Murkomen ajua tarudi cuz Murkomen itakuwa nilikuwa nafanya kazi na but nani na feel ni kama itakuwa hard but wacha tutacheki.
Nine lives, yeah.
Yeah, nimekuwa ni episode 332 kama kawaida, bila usisamaga like, subscribe. Hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Tukimalizia 332 tukisema ekonene.
Ekonene.